Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 49. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 56, we find a record of Mary's response to the wonderful, yet shocking and mysterious news that she had received from the angel Gabriel. Imagine that you were in her position. There may very well have been threads of doubt running through her mind. As humans, it is sometimes difficult for us to trust in God when situation seems impossible. But when Mary asked the angel the question, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Hear the words of the angel in reply, "With God, all things are possible." We can be certain that the God of the universe can be trusted. Whatever doubts she had were quickly put to rest when she arrives at the home of her cousin Elizabeth and finds her pregnant, just as the angel had said. When Elizabeth greeted Mary as the mother of my Lord, Mary responded in song of rejoicing. She is mindful of the low estate from which God has elevated her. She gives him praise for having regarded her lowly estate. How sad it is that we often label and assign worth to each other on the basis of our home address, our titles, or our possessions, rather than on the true inner value of the heart. Mary reminds us that God does not judge as man does. Sometimes we even think low of ourselves, but we need to remember that no matter how low we may think of ourselves, God sees our true value and potential and wants to reach down and lift us up. And in response, we praise and glorify him. Mary's song is also filled with the marks of humility. She addresses God as her Savior. It is in the most humbling moments in our lives that we recognize our true condition as sinners and as such, persons desperately in need of a Savior. It is to God that we must turn to address the root cause of our problems. His grace and mercy, which are free and never in short supply, is always available if we humbly turn to him and ask for his forgiveness. Please join us next week.